morning, and welcome to Ask in Faith Prayer Conference Call. My name is Laura, and I bring you greetings from the Beloved Ministries, whose visionary and founder is the Rev. Tell Me Something Good, D. Hill. Beloved Ministries' theme for 2026 is Obey. And Obey is our acronym for Obedience, Believe, Execute, and Yield. We are in week 4 of preparing our hearts to obey. And this week's focus is Trust God, the Holy Spirit. Trusting in God through the Holy Spirit is essential for Christians. The Spirit is not just a feeling, but a person in the Trinity. It is a choice to rely on God's strength and guidance rather than our own understanding. The Holy Spirit is our advocate, comforter, and strengthener, always there to help us face life challenges. We show trust by obeying the Spirit's prompt immediately, even when the outcome is unclear. Living in the Spirit brings peace and joy. It means being just as relieved by a promise of God as by a physical solution, such as receiving a check in the mail. Amen. Our scripture is Jeremiah 17, verses 7 through 8, and I read it from the Contemporary English Version. But I will bless those who trust me, the Lord. They will be like trees growing beside the stream, trees with roots that reach down to the water and with leaves that are always green. They bear fruit every year and never worried by a lack of rain. Let us go to the throne of God in prayer. Oh, Father God, we lift up your name in reverence this morning for your unconditional love and the love, the sacrificial love of your Son, Christ Jesus. We pray your holy name and stand in agreement with your word, the living truth, which is our shield and our buckler, our living hope as we trust in you. Father God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for life, Father God. We thank you for the opportunity to just show our light in you. Thank you for to be able to get up. Thank you for the roof over our heads, Father God. Thank you for our coming and going today, Lord God. Give us a heart of peace, Lord God, and a heart that is willing to help others as we move through this day, Lord God. And let us keep our mind stayed on you, Lord God. Let us commune with you throughout the day, calling on you for everything, Lord God, sharing everything with you, Father God, including our frustrations, our concerns, and when we just don't know what's going on, Father God. We know we could come to you in prayer for everything. So we stand in that truth this morning that you will be the first person we call on today, Lord God. Not our friends, not our children, not our mother, not our father, Lord God, but on you, Lord God. That's who we put our trust in this morning. We ask for forgiveness of our sins. Father God, anything that we have done that is displeasing to you, Lord God, help us to remember in your Son Jesus and in all his ways. And we know that we have the capacity to be your disciples, to be the light in the dark, Father God. So let us walk. Let us walk in the love of Christ Jesus, Lord God. Let us be that shining beacon for those all around us. Let us just sit differently, Lord God. Let people look at us and wonder what is different about us, Father God. Let your love and your light continue to shine off of us so that we can share the love of Christ with others. Father God, as we submit to you, we know that we can be at rest because you promised to never leave us nor forsake us. And we, Father God, don't know what we ought to pray for. But Lord God, we thank you for the Holy Spirit that will pray for us, Father God, that will help us through that quiet, that utterance when we just don't know what to say, Father God. We know there are many times when we just have those groans, Father God, but we know that you know what we are praying for, Lord God. Father God, as we lift these prayers up to you, Father God, we have prayer requests, and you said that whatever we ask for in prayer, believe that we have received it, and it will be yours. So, Father God, we believe and we ask and hope that your will be done when it comes to our prayers this morning. Father God, we are just thankful, so thankful. We have a praise report for our sister, Candace Churchill, who has received a promotion at her job. Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you for increase, Lord God. We ask that you continue to cover Candace. Bring her closer into your fold, Lord God, and speak to her. Speak to her through your Holy Spirit, Lord God. And we also have a praise report for Candace's daughter, Skylar, who is doing well in the fifth grade. Hallelujah, Father God. So we pray for Skylar. We keep her lifted up to you, Lord God. And we pray for all of our children, Lord God, whether in pre-K through college or doctoral programs, Lord God, they are all your children, Lord God. So we pray good reports for anyone and everyone who is in the midst of their studies this year. And Father God, we are praying for Ryan and his family as his 92-year-old grandmother has transitioned on, Lord God. Father God, we just praying for Ryan. We know that his grandmother was someone that he loved, Father God. So we ask that you just don't give Ryan and his family just remembrance of the pain of the loss, Father God, but bring to remembrance the happy times, Lord God, the happy times of knowing that his grandmother lived a long, wonderful life, Lord God. So let them, in their sorrow, just remember the joy, Father God. Let them remember the good times. Help them, Father God, through this period of discomfort, Lord God, during this period of sorrow, Lord God. For we know that you are there with them, Lord God. So we lift up Ryan and his family during this time of bereavement. Father God, we are praying for Autumn and her children, Sincere and Ariella, Father God. You know what they are in need of, Father God. We ask that you just surround them with comfort, Father God. Let your daughter Autumn remember you, Lord God. Give her the peace and the understanding, Father God, that she needs as she navigates this life, Father God, day by day. Call on your daughter, Lord God. Prick her heart. Let her remember who you are, and let her remember that you are the one who gives us the strength, Father God, that you said, Father God, that our hearts are to trust in you, and you will help us. So, Father God, we are lifting Autumn up in prayer, Father God. Give her, Father God, give her the understanding that she needs as she navigates through this life, Father God, and remove any fear that she may have, Lord God. So we lift Autumn up and with Sincere and Ariella. Father God, we are also praying for the Nuzet family and friends as a tragedy has occurred, as one of their loved ones have had a fatal interaction with ICE, Father God, on Long Island. Oh, Father God, there are no words that we can say for this family at this time. Father God, our hearts break and we just ache with what is going on in this world. Father God, just give them the peace. Be with them, Lord God. Give them the resources that they may need at this time, Lord God. Give them the the peace, Father God. Give them the comfort that they're going to need. Let them be able to reach out to organizations today that may be available for them, Father God, as they navigate through this period of time, Lord God. Oh, Father God, and we just pray for the loved one who has lost his life, Father God. We lift up the Nuzak family to you in prayer. Father God, we are praying for Deacon Frank Bryan's health, Father God. We know that you said that you would sustain us on our sickbed and restore us from our beds of illness, Father God. So we're praying, Father God, just for Deacon Frank's health, Father God. Just renew his body, Father God, and in that, renew his spirit as well. And Father God, we are also praying for the victims that were affected by the 4-alarm fire that occurred in the Bronx, New York, this past Saturday, Father God. Father God, we ask first that you give them the peace. Give them the peace, Father God, because at this point there is really little understanding as to why things may happen, Lord God. Father God, they have lost everything. And Father God, our hearts ache for them. Father God, we just ask that you just give them the peace to be strong during this time, Father God. Let any and all organizations that can help them pick up their pieces of their life, Father God. Father God, you said that you give us a spirit of peace, Father God, and of power and not of fear. So, Father God, let them encourage them. Let them be strong, Father God. Let them not fear what they do not know what is ahead of them, Father God. And we just pray for housing. We have prayed for housing. We prayed for that all their needs be met during this time of tragedy for them, Father God. And Father God, we are also praying for our country, Father God. We are praying for all the immigrants, Father God, those who are documented and those who are undocumented, Father God. These are trying times, Lord God, and we just don't know what to say. We just don't understand it, Father God. But again, Father God, you told us not to worry about anything. So we are standing on your word, Lord God. We are just lifting up our country and the immigrants and keep them safe, Lord God. Father God, lift up a standard of protection around them. Let ICE not see them, Lord God. But we know that you are powerful. We know that your angels are powerful, Lord God. So we ask for their protection during this time of uncertainty. Father God, we are lifting up President Trump and his cabinet and his government officials, Lord God. And Father God, I do not know what to pray for. So Father God, we just stand just in agreement with you, Father God. You know what our country needs, Father God. So we just asking. We are asking, Father God, to come here, Father God. Forgive us of our sins, Father God. Turn this world around, Father God, because we know that you can do it, Lord God. And Father God, we are also just praying for all the Northeast states and all the states that have been impacted by this weather, Father God. Please keep us safe, Father God. Those who need shelter, let them find shelter, Father God. Remove anyone who may be out in the cold, Father God, and put them inside, Father God. Let them be able to find a meal, Father God, and a place for rest, Lord God. Oh, Father God, you told us to cast our cares on you, and you will sustain us, and that you will never let the righteous be forsaken, Father God. So, Father God, we're here. We were praying that you comfort the bereaved, Father God, that you heal the sick, and you protect those who are less fortunate, and provide the support for those experiencing difficulties as their lives have been turned upside down. But, Lord God, we know that our prayers do not return to you void. So we pray with an earnest, Father God, with a continual spirit, knowing that the Holy Spirit is here and will continue to guide us, comfort us, and mediate on our behalf. So, Father God, we lift up this prayer to you in the name of your Son, Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. So thank you for joining us today at Ask in Faith Prayer Line. Please join us every Monday at 6:30 a.m. as we ask, seek, and knock. Go believing that God has heard us and he will answer. Our playback number is 520-636-4582, and the passcode is 82778-06#. Please send your prayer request to our email address, askinfaithprayers@gmail.com. Please visit Beloved website at belovedministriesny.com for all our events. I am going to unmute the line so that we can greet one another.